everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to the offensive leader from the blue line for the number one ranked team in the OHL Western Conference heading into the playoffs. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week for the final week of the regular season is Dylan Strome of the Erie Otters. He had 12 points in 3 games last week on 6 goals and 6 assists and was a plus 8. He captured the Eddie Powers Memorial Trophy as the top scorer in the Ontario Hockey League with an impressive 4-goal, 2-assist performance in an 8-7 win last Sunday against the Niagara Ice Dogs, giving him the scoring title. The 18-year-old from Mississauga, playing in his second season with the Otters, is a highly ranked player for the 2015 National Hockey League entry draft and, of course, looking to help the Otters to a long playoff run. One of the teams that could be standing in the way of the Erie Otters is the top team in the Western Conference. That would be the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. The Greyhounds finishing atop the conference. They will take on the Saginaw Spirit in the opening round of the OHL playoffs. One of the offensive leaders for the Greyhounds comes from the back end, and that would be first-round pick of the Tampa Bay Lightning, Anthony DeAngelo. He picked up 51 points and was a plus 33 in 26 games as a member of the Greyhounds after coming over from the Sarnia Sting. Before the playoffs got underway, I caught up with the native of Sewell, New Jersey.
Here it is, you guys taking on the Saginaw Spirit in the first round of the playoffs. The whole team must be pretty excited to get the playoffs underway here this weekend.
Yeah, we've been waiting for this for a while now, and our main focus has been on the first round of the playoffs, obviously, ever since we knew where our seed was going to be, so it's exciting to be able to get going.
Was the last couple of weeks of the season sort of getting into that preparation mode to sort of do the right things come playoff time?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it was. We were kind of trying to put our structure together and make sure our system was in place and everybody was buying into it in the in the regular season, so when it comes to playoff time, you can't just turn on the switch that's already on for us. So that was our goal.
Was a bit of a challenge over the last month. A lot of guys in and out of the lineup. You had some injuries to deal with around the hockey team. Did that sort of make things a little bit tougher to get ready for this first round series?
It probably was tougher for guys to get chemistry together, especially up front. You know, guys being out of the lineup and playing with different guys every other day. But I think it was also a good thing for us. It gave guys that maybe, you know, might not play as much here in the playoffs with all the guys back, but even the chance to make an impact on our team, and they obviously did. We won 12 in a row there, so it's everybody chips in and just shows the kind of depth we have.
Obviously, around the Greyhounds, the goal is a long playoff run. Do you have to be careful to sort of take it slow and knowing, hey, you know what, right now it's Saginaw, and then we'll deal with whoever else down the road?
Yeah, it's we have to take it series by series. Obviously, everybody has thoughts of a long playoff run, but I think that's the kind of stuff that gives you trouble. Saginaw's a pretty good hockey team. They've beaten us a couple times this year, and they have a lot of, they have 4 or 5, top players in the league, so we got to make sure we're taking care of business and just going game by game.
Tell me what it's been like making the transition since January to playing in the Sioux.
It was hard to deal with at first, having to leave this thing, but obviously that since we've been there together for the last years. But, once I got here, I knew a lot of guys. They made me feel, they made me feel like I was on a team for the last 2-3 years, just like I was in Sarnia. So it was an easy thing for me once I got going, once I was able to adjust my game to the style, and it's been great.
Seems like with the points you were able to put up in the second half that Sheldon Keefe's pretty much given you the leeway to play your game and, play that offensive game that you're, known to do. Is that sort of the way the message from Sheldon and Joe Cirello was when you came in there?
Yeah, they brought me in to, that was what they brought me in for. I think my offense, that's the way they want to play. And, in a perfect way, and it has been pretty good. But I also got to get started to, there's so many other guys in this team that make stuff a lot easier for me and make plays happen and finish pucks and, make plays, just make plays. I like to make them, they make the same ones to me. So it's, you got to look at your teammates too.
And I guess that's the thing. It's probably a nice situation to be in as a offensive defenseman, but knowing, you make that first pass, whether it's a Tilchinski, whether it's a McCann, there's probably so many guys. Do you find out there sometimes on a power play, it's like, all right, who do I give it to? Because anybody can do something with this team.
Yeah, that's the good thing about our power play is, we can give it to whoever we want to give it to, and everybody, we're trusting that they're going to make a good play, and everybody put the puck in the net. And another thing with them guys is no matter who's out there, they all, especially the way I play and Nursey there, they back us up too. They're not just worried about themselves. They just play the game the right way and go back you up if you go in for a rush, and it's just a team game.
Tell Tell me about just getting settled in. I know it's only been a couple months, but certainly the way that the Sioux Greyhounds are certainly, they dominate that community. And, you know, probably you go away from the rink and there's probably people with Sioux Greyhound stuff on their cars and things. What have you found just getting settled in there over the last couple months?
Yeah, it's definitely a hockey, you know, a hockey first kind of town. They love the Greyhounds here, and it's, you know, it's a little bit different from where I'm coming from. Sarnia is more of a, you know, a spread out kind of town. Obviously, they like this thing, but it was more of a spread out town where here, you know, the Greyhounds are probably the biggest part of the community. So it's fun. A lot of, you know, there's a lot of excitement around the rink, and the rink's sold out every night, and the city's looking for us to do something good.
Of course, last June, getting drafted by the Tampa Bay Lightning, what sort of communication, updates, sort of discussions do you have with them as the season goes on? They see you play, and I'm sure they're tracking you. What sort of things have you found you've sort of learned even since just dealing with the Lightning organization?
Yeah, I think the Lightning, just like, you know, probably all 29 organizations, they just try to make sure their players are feeling good with the player development guys, and they have everything they need, and they're in the right situation, and just trying to put them in the right spot. If you need anything, they're always right there to give a call and try to give you the help you need.
So all in all, is it one of those situations now where this is a team, do you find the guys have gotten that mentality now over this week getting ready for Saginaw that, hey, you know what, let's get sort of bear down here. It's time to start over, but at the same time, hey, let's get on a long playoff run here in Sault Ste. Marie?
Yeah, I think everybody that's on this team is, you know we're never going to play together again. This is an older group, and there's going to be a lot of guys who won't be on the team next year and out of the league, and it's our chance to do something special. But at the same time, like you mentioned earlier, it's one game at a time. We're kind of just looking ahead to the Saginaw series, and then we'll see what brings us from there. But you got to take care of business in round one to get further.
That was Anthony D'Angelo of the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. Remember, you can follow all of the action from the OHL playoffs on the Playoff Tracker at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Congratulations to the Toronto Marlboros, who captured the 2015 OHL Cup. Their captain, Matthew Strome, scored at 3:41 of overtime to give the Marlboros a 3-2 win over the Don Mills Flyers in an exciting game taking place in Toronto. Strome, of course, following the footsteps of brothers Ryan and Dylan, who also took part in the OHL Cup. Congratulations to everyone who took part in the event. The MVP of the tournament was Ryan McLeod of the Marlboros, the younger brother of Michael McLeod, of course, from the Mississauga Steelheads. That's going to do it for our show this week and our final show for the 2014-2015 OHL season. Thanks to everyone for listening. This has been OHL News, presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.